Well, there's some other news about Prozac this week that's come out at the British Science Festival, where I have been all week. And now I'm just going to take you through a few of the headlines that we've had. Thelma Lovick, a researcher at the University of Birmingham, announced that very small doses of Prozac can stop the bodily changes that result in the symptoms of premenstrual stress. May sound like a fairly casual thing, but premenstrual stress affects up to 75% of women, and in 30 to 40% of those cases, it's a strong enough problem to impair daily activity. So that's some interesting research. There's been something else from King's College London. Richard Smith announced the development of a technique that extends the lifespan of a transplanted organ by combating the immune attack that donor organs receive immediately after transplantation. Now, their trick is to tether these immune system modulating chemicals onto the surfaces of the kidney, and that stops this complement cascade, this immune attack, in its tracks. They've done a pilot study to show that it was safe in 16 patients. Obviously, they're going to scale that up. King's College again, this time Dr. Manuel Mayer has announced a cheap way to test people for diabetes risk. It's a £2 blood test that looks for microRNA markers in the blood. It was able to identify around half of the people with type 2 diabetes before symptoms develop, which widens the possible treatment window. Now, as diabetes accounts for around 15% of heart attacks in Western Europe, that's a very, very important discovery. Dr. Mayer suggests that we use this not as an exclusive test on its own, but in concert with all the other methods we have. Just for headlines, we heard that gaining a lover will cost you two friends. The Pope's astronomer dropped by to let slip that he's a science fiction fan and that the Catholic Church would welcome aliens should they discover them. And there was also an announcement that might seem to come from the school of common sense, and that's that 1 in 10 people are quite likely to be injured whilst walking and texting.